This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Andy Davis. We're talking about the Arts Council of Tamworth's residency and workshops with storyteller Reggie Carpenter. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
We'll get right into the community workshop that's coming up at Cook Memorial Library. It's going to be 6 p.m. Wednesday next week.
Reggie wrote a book focused on family stories from growing up in the St. Lawrence Valley in Clayton, New York. And her book is called Where There's Smoke, There's Dinner, Stories Stories of a Seared Childhood.
I love it.
So that's fairly evocative. There's some talk of possibly having a burnt bake sale at the time of the workshop. I'm not sure exactly what that will involve, but you ought to come and check it out. So basically, she's in addition to being a great theatrical performer, she's a great workshop leader, and she'll be working with whoever comes from the community, particularly polishing those family stories that seem to come up whenever humans are gathered together.
So that is the community workshop at Cook Memorial Library, 6 p.m. Wednesday. Very fitting it's happening at Cook Memorial Library. Get my puns in. And then there's also the all-school assembly next week that's going to be Friday, 9:30 in the morning at Brett's school. And even though it's called an all-school assembly, it is open to the public and it is for all ages.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw Reggie perform, she was performing a traditional Scottish folktale. So she's a multi-talented storyteller. She delves deep in the folk tradition and brings to life some terrifying characters. So that will be fun. The show on Friday morning will be entirely different than the one that we'll talk about in a minute in the evening.
And for more information on any of these events at any time, you can go to artstamworth.org. That's artstamworth.org. Now, Friday evening, following that all-school assembly, there's going to be the discussion she'll be doing on her struggle with mental health, and that's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Friday, 7:30 in the evening, and that is for teens and adults. So a little more of an adult crowd for that one.
Right, and again, that's also a performance. It's an hour-long theatrical story about her descent into mental illness as a 16-year-old and her struggle to move through it back into reality and fully realized adulthood. And I've seen parts of it, and it's as moving and wrenching as you'd expect, but also she lightens it with the humor of the situation and being able to see the humanity of even characters in the story who didn't necessarily deal well with her in all situations. This whole week is going to be rich, but I'm really excited about that performance in particular. And I think at a time in our country when we're wrestling with these issues of mental health particularly, and alienation and loneliness and stress, it's just important to be able to address them through the arts as well as all the other ways that we face them.
So that is going to be Friday evening, 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Prior to that, in the morning of Friday at 9:35 at the Brett School is going to be an all-school assembly. All are welcome to that. And there's also the community workshop at Cook Memorial Library, 6 p.m. on Wednesday. We're talking about storyteller Reggie Carpenter, who's doing a residency and workshop series with Arts Council of Tamworth. You can find more information anytime by going to artstamworth.org. That's artstamworth.org. How did you get introduced to Reggie Carpenter? What was your first Reggie Carpenter experience?
I myself perform as a storyteller, so I have the opportunity to hang out with storytellers at other conferences and festivals and things like that. And so I think I must have met Reggie about 15 years ago at our regional New England storytelling conference that happens every year. It moves about the region. I was immediately inspired by her talent as a performer, particularly in characterization and voices and sort of the technical things of bringing a story to life. But also, clearly, she brought a lot of personal experience that, you know, when used right, when not used in a self-centered way, but rather an outward-looking way, these are the kinds of things that can really bring the world together. So I just love the way Reggie embodied that role.
Storytelling is almost a little diminished today just because you have all the media that everybody's getting absorbed into with the phones and the television. This is really an excellent opportunity to see a master of the craft. I feel like it's a useful skill anybody can use.
Well, sure. And the more research that's done about storytelling and the way the brain works and everything, we learn that the way you are able to get people to see your point of view is through story rather than necessarily through rational argument and through bludgeoning them with the facts,
right.
but rather to bring them into your world or into other worlds by showing the humanity that we all share. Also, you know, it's increasingly used in business. People realize that the way to bring their brand and mission alive is through storytelling. So I feel like it's different than the old traditional storytellers in front of the fire in the darkened Irish homestead, but it does have a role in our modern world.
Absolutely. And you can take part in that role with the residency workshops from storyteller Reggie Carpenter and the Arts Council of Tamworth. Find more information anytime by going to artstamworth.org. Real quick, the rundown. They're going to be having a community workshop with Reggie at Cook Memorial Library Wednesday next week, 6 p.m. The all-school assembly, which is open to the public for all ages, Friday next week, 9:35 in the morning at the Brett School. Friday next week as well at 7:30 in the evening at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is going to be a teen and adult presentation where she will be talking about her struggle with mental health. And again, for more information, artstamworth.org. Andy, you have one final thing to say?
Sure. Also, on Sunday morning, she'll be in the pulpit at the Unitarian Church talking about storytelling. Again, her how storytelling saved her life, basically. And I just wanted to also say how grateful we are for all the local support we receive for all our programs. All our public events are choose your own ticket price. We try to make them as thoroughly accessible as much as possible. And we're also grateful for our sponsors and grantors, such as the New Hampshire State Council on the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, White Mountain Survey and Engineering, Emerald Tree Experts, and the Other Store.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned their title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.